going to do an instruction on the mantra meditation, using a mantra as a vehicle to carry you to the unbounded consciousness. And it's important to understand the background of what a mantra is and why it works, how to use it, and how this specific mantra came about. And that's what I want to share with all of you now. A mantra is nothing more than a thought sound. Some would say it's a word, but it's really not a word as we would normally think of words. It's a very specific thought that has a resonance component to it that facilitates the mind becoming centered in a gentle way and then becoming more settled and delivers you into deeper and deeper levels of quiet consciousness. Because the mind is always busy being focused on the objects of perception, your thoughts, what you're hearing, what you're feeling, what you're thinking. And a mantra used properly, like any other meditation technique, whether it's a tone, a Tibetan prayer bowl, the harp if you were playing it and it has this effect on you, helps the mind become centered on it and go beyond its usual distractibility and become centered and pure and calm. And so after using the asanas and doing some breathing with the pranayama, the mantra enables the mind to settle on it very gently, and it becomes this vehicle that allows you to settle more and more quietly into deep consciousness. However, the purpose of the mantra, or any other meditation technique you might be using, is actually for it to disappear. Because when it disappears, it means that it has carried you to the unbounded, absolute field of pure consciousness, which is the center of your being. Every single person who is awake, the center of your existence is this field of unbounded, pure mind that's beyond space, time, and the limitations of matter and body. That it is actually this pure field of unbounded absolute awakeness, the awake mind itself. And so you may find that as you use the mantra, that suddenly it's not there and you're not aware of any thoughts. You're just aware of awareness. That's called transcendence. That is the state of samadhi. That's the state where the mind is just aware and full in itself. It's very simple. And it may first just be a sense of it. And as time goes on, you may get the full sense of its infinity and its unbounded nature. It can be breathtakingly beautiful. And it's very blissful. So the mistake that's often made when people are using a meditation technique, whether it's a mantra or a sound or a tone or any other approach, is that they overly focus on the mantra to the exclusion of the ability to let it go. So the art that is involved in meditation is to use the mantra in such a way that it becomes a vehicle that gently takes you there, but that you're not so focused on it in hard concentration that you're not able to go beyond the repeating of the mantra. Now, the mantra, as it's repeated, can be in any sort of speed or loudness or clarity, and it can change as you're thinking the mantra. The idea here is to let it evolve and change and take you there. Because the purpose of a meditation using a mantra is not to see anything except be delivered at the doorway of the unbounded being that's shining within you. And it's important to, as you acknowledge that the mind whereby you are able to perceive the mantra is in fact the unbounded mind itself. Because the mind is always indivisible. There's a singular mind throughout the cosmos. shining through all beings, all things, all places, and all times. And the consciousness whereby you are awake at this instant is that unbounded mind. The reason it's not perceived in its pure and unbounded component is that we usually have our awareness focused on a specific thought or place or time or task or perception. And what the mantra does is enable you to gently focus intent on it. Gently. Not hard concentration, but a gentle focusing and an automaticity where it's going almost in an automatic way. And so then it just settles in and you go deeper into this state of pure consciousness. I have to share that there are many, many different mantras. The mantra that I'm going to share with you is an advanced mantra that after a very deep meditation in the Zen Dome, which you will hear next, was shown to me. And what's interesting is that I had had this mantra for a number of years, but in this meditation, it was made very clear that something important had been missing, and that is the tonality of the mantra itself. And this particular mantra has three syllables, and there is a specific tonality to it, and that was missing. And I have to back up here and describe what happened in this particular experience. It was so beautiful. Because in the Zen Dome in Crestone, Colorado, in June of 2007, we were sitting in this beautiful dome meditating. And I was leading a meditation on the cosmos and the unfolding of how absolute nothingness of pure mind becomes the cosmos and stars and matter, and how it comes from pure, unbounded being, the state of pure being, into sound thought and light form, astral, and electromagnetism, and space and time, and linearity, and matter, and the entire express cosmos. And when you see this, you'll realize that the entire cosmos, everything that exists, that is relative, that is this side, as it were, of this plane of the absolute, this pure, quiet state of awareness, all of that is like the outer garment of that being. And it's all one being. And all of it, whether it's celestial, whether it's terrestrial, human, extraterrestrial, doesn't matter. All of that are like waves from this ocean of unbounded pure being. And in this meditation, a number of people had the experience directly of God consciousness, very moving experiences, many people. And it was a sharing. And what that is a sharing of the experience as it's happening in real time. So what you will hear on the Zen Dome meditation is actually a sharing, to the best that I can articulate in words, the direct experience of the absolute cosmic being and the states of God consciousness and unity consciousness, cosmic consciousness, and how the entire cosmology is evolving and flowing forth from this awake self. And it's not an intellectual description, it's a description of what was actually being experienced in real time. So it's very deep and very, very moving. So after this, we left and drove down off the mountain and came back to our place, and I was going to meditate privately after this group meditation in the Zen Dome. And I went into a state of consciousness that I can only describe as unity consciousness, where I had within my awareness the unbounded being and was that, but also saw that everything that was relative was that same being manifesting as body, room, universe, matter. And I was actually lying down. And as I stayed in this experience, I suddenly began to hear three pure tones. Do, 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 do. Now you can tell I'm not musical. I'm no musician. However, this was so pure. These were three pure tones. And I later found it was almost like a perfect fifth. And as these began to move, they then became this mantra that I'm going to give all of you and share with all of you. And the tonality of it had been missing for I don't know how many years, perhaps thousands of years. And I then realized that just as the Sanskrit puja has a sort of singing tonality to it, the mantras are supposed to have this tonality. And each one is unique, however. And the pure tone of the mantra and its tonality makes a perfect vehicle that carries you, and it begins to then run automatically because it has almost a musical quality. So the mantra, dun, 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 dun. And then as it began, I then saw that it started making a three-dimensional structure in space-time. And it evolved and kept evolving and kept evolving. And really, it was almost as if the basic tetrahedral morphology of the cosmos was emerging from these three notes and this mantra. And it is overwhelmingly beautiful. And this was nothing I was imagining. This was a direct perception.